Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 71 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my buddy, my co-patriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. And hi, Adam.
Hey, so how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm quite well, and especially well on this fine day because we have a cool guest on this show.
What? We have a guest?
Yeah, we do. And one of the best guests ever.
So you want to introduce her?
Today we've got Tara Clays on the show. Tara is from the East Coast, like even easter than you are.
Is that possible?
I don't know. It's all kind of like a vertical.
Well, at the
line.
Moment.
Well, actually, I am more east than you. This is true.
I guess you are. Okay.
Especially
Tara's
currently.
Super cool. Runs her own little agency business and does WordPress stuff and design stuff and all that stuff.
And
gives
speaks.
Great talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaks. The first time I ever encountered Tara, I got to say, it was like the coolest thing. Like, she was doing a talk at Work at Miami, and she was dressed like Jane Fonda, I think.
Oh, was it the 80s themed one?
I did not realize that was our first encounter.
The first one that I recall, and I was just amazed. I loved it so much. I'm a huge fan of that. It shouldn't surprise anybody that Adam and I love that kind of thing. People stepping a little bit outside of the normal boundaries in WordCamp presentations.
Right.
And that was just amazing.
Tara, when did we meet? I'm curious, how did we meet or where?
You know when we met? And I was reminded of this because you were talking about somebody that you met recently who knew your podcast and was talking to you and then realized that. And I remember, because your voice is distinctive and I had been listening to Kitchen Sink for a long time, it was at WordCamp US. In Philadelphia.
So the first year.
The first year, yeah.
So 20...
And we were at Contributor Day.
Oh.
Together. We were sitting at the same contributor table with Jen Miller.
Yes.
Just Jen Miller. We were doing like a...
Documentation thing. Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think Andrea Middleton had deputized me to gather all that content from all the people contributing to the training document or something.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
good memory. Nice. I remember it now. Yeah. I couldn't remember it until right now. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's right. Very cool. And then now you and I also share, you know, a biweekly call. We're in a mastermind together as well.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What's
good? And we hung out at Miami last year.
Right.
This past year.
Yes. Yeah. This year. Was it this year? It was this year. Yeah. Crazy.
It was this year.
Crazy. All right.
It's unbelievable.
So what else is going on in your life? Actually, we'll start with our guest. What's going on in your life these days, Tara?
Well, I am at the Jersey Shore for the weekend. My in-laws they live here and part of the year. And so we came up here to help kind of winterize the place. It's a nice, cold, kind of rainy-ish day at the beach. So I'm very fortunate to be here.
Where are you visiting? Where are you there from, for the people who don't know?
I live normally outside of Washington, D.C. in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
And how long are you just there for the weekend?
Just for the weekend. Yeah. Got here last night and go back tomorrow.
Nice. So how long is the drive is that?
About 4 hours with some traffic.
Not so bad.
Not too bad.
Not so bad. But, okay.
Yeah. I co-work from here a lot in the late spring, early summer. I come up here with my dog and actually came, had a couple of WordPress friends meet me here this summer and it was really fun. We had a great time
working
together.
I didn't get that invite.
No, it was fun. So that's one of the things I love about what I do, and I'm sure you guys too, is that you can really work from anywhere. Your clients don't know where you are.
I think we should do the Tara Clays, you know, Jersey Shore Press Camp.
There you go.
Co-working week. I don't know. Like they did Beach Press back on the West Coast.
Actually,
you know, with Justin Sainton, he did it for a couple of years. He did it again this year. I missed out on it though. So I'm curious now, how far would Jersey Shore be from me to drive? It looks kind of far.
It would probably be 12 hours or 10 hours, I would think.
I'm looking it up right now, just so we know for the record. Ooh, it's 8 hours.
It's an
8 hour drive. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one. Anyway, okay, just checking. Now, if I ever get an invite, maybe I'll take the 8 hour drive. Okay, moving on.
Please.
and Kyle, what's going on in your life? What's new?
What's new? I've been working a lot lately on some talks.
Finally.
Got some talks scheduled at WordCamps next month and then the month after. And you know what's different about them this time? They both required slides early, which I'm fully in support of. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great practice. But they required them pretty early this time. Like
2 months.
Earlier than I would have expected.
Right.
And like earlier than at least one of them did in the past. I spoke at WordCamp US a few years ago, and they required slides like 1 month early. This time, they require slides 2 months early. So I had just a few weeks to put it together from the time that I had a confirmation of which presentation I was even doing, and being gone on vacation and sick for part of that, I feel a little bit behind schedule. And then WordCamp Seattle is coming up next month, and I'm speaking there, and they require theirs in a matter of days from now. And that, likewise, I found out which talk I'm giving and had just a few weeks to put it together. So a bit of a rush. And I love collecting slides early. I think that's great. Put the pressure on the speakers to perform and not procrastinate and put together high quality stuff. That's fine. All of us who choose speakers have like a backlog of people willing to speak. So if somebody can't do it, they can't step up and make something, the next person in line should get it. That's fine. But like 2 months in advance with only weeks notice, that seems a little bit rough.
That's the problem. It's usually the fact that it's that. I mean, it's not a problem. If you know you're speaking 9 months early, then you can be prepared. But if you only know you're speaking a month out, you know, and then they want it. Yeah, it's tough. The timing's issue. It's always been an issue.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Especially for WordCamp US, because it's such a big camp.
For sure.
And they have to go through all those. I didn't even submit this year. So are you going, Tara?
I am.
Yeah, me too. Okay. We'll all be there. Awesome.
Yeah. Now, is this a brand new talk or is it a variation on something you've done before?
I've never given this talk before.
Is this one going to be in English or Latin again?
I think that we'll stick with English for this one, but it's a new idea that I've been thinking a lot about this year. And
do you want to tell us title of it, the talk title? It's probably public at this point. It's on the count.
We're talking too much about me, I think. Anyway, okay, I want to hear what's going on in your world. That's more important.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, I don't believe you for a second, but nonetheless, I am not working on any talks for any upcoming work camps, but you're going to be at Seattle. Maybe I'll surprise you in Seattle. No, I'm just kidding.
Good idea. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Wrong coast. I'm actually just working on stuff, client stuff. And then also, I just took my daughter to work, but I let her drive.
Wow. Cool.
As you know, I don't know if you know, Tara, but you know, my daughter will be 18 in 17 days from the recording of this show. And it's freaking me out, man.
Yeah.
And she has been driving a little bit. So long story short, you know, you can get your license typically in the U.S. at 16. She was a little slow and just kind of getting off her butt as far as getting that permit and those things. We were in California at the time. We moved across the country. Long story short, the course that she took in California didn't transfer to North Carolina. And not only that, but in California, having a permit is 6 months. In North Carolina, it's 1 year. So by the time she would have gotten a permit here and had it for a year, she'd be 18 when we moved, you know. So at this point, she has an appointment on November 1st to go take her test. She's practicing a little bit, mostly with her mom. This is the first time I have driven with her. It was like a mile away to the YMCA where she works part-time. And she did okay, but she... we'll see how she does in the test. I love my daughter dearly. She doesn't listen to the show. She's not going to pass. There's no chance. There's no chance she'll pass that first time. So anyway, okay. Other than that, yeah, I mean, she's cool and she'll be 18 and that's just freaking me out. If we're applying for colleges, you know, anyway,
that's a big deal.
You've gone through that, right, Tara?
I have gone through it with two children. Oh. My youngest is 19. So. Oh. Going on 20.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what to do with myself on this stuff. It's free. It's just weird. So, and Kyle, you'll be there in 16, 17 years.
Yes. You're on the other end of this.
So, all right. So there you have it. That's what's going on with me.
Fun too.
All right.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
All right. We got some news.
Cool stuff is happening in this space. And in particular, with the company that I work for, we're doing the cool stuff.
Yep.
All right.
You've acquired Concierge WP, right?
That's not public. Shh, don't start any rumors. Edit this out. Okay. WP Simple Pay is an awesome WordPress plugin started by a guy named Phil Dirksen. Do you guys know Phil?
I do.
No.
Met him at the airport at in Arizona on their way to Pressnomics 5.
Sure.
He was waiting for like Uber or Lyft, and he's like, "Hey, are you going to Pressnomics?" Just out of the blue, saw my shirt. It's like one of the WordCamp shirt. I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm Phil. I'm Adam. We shared an Uber."
There you go. Yep, Phil is a great guy. Super smart. He's been in the WordPress space for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's made a few very successful plugins. He had quite the journey, and he has been running WP Simple Pay for a while, which is a pretty cool plugin. It allows people to like collect payments on their website using Stripe, sell subscriptions, and so on. Very easy to set up for very simple online selling functionality. And anyway, Sandhills Development, the company that I work for, which is known for some of our products, including Easy Digital Downloads, Affiliate WP, and so on, has acquired WP Simple Pay. So Phil Dirksen has joined our team, and we have another product in our catalog, which is growing to be quite large.
And that's awesome. And that just goes to show you that there's very little chance that I'll be acquired by Sandhills Development, because you guys only really acquire and hire really smart people. I can see TLC, Design TLC being acquired.
Yeah, I don't do anything that fancy.
Right.
I do use EDD. So
yeah, me too.
I am a customer.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Right, yeah. Okay. I've never answered a support ticket from Tara.
Because she's so smart. See, she is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not formally anyway.
So, well, congratulations to Sandhills Development and to Phil Dirksen. Right, now we have some people on the move, people who are coming and going. What do you got here? I don't think I know any of these people.
Not just Phil Dirksen,
right?
Who technically is in the changes department, now works for us. Sad to say, very good friend, one of my all-time favorite coworkers, John Paris, has departed, has left Sandhills Development. I know all the news today is about Sandhills.
Yeah,
but we've been very busy for the past couple of months and quiet for a while before that. But John Paris, a longtime employee of the company, has departed. And only recently it was made public where he went. He had to keep that on the DL for a little while. But now he does work at WP Engine.
Oh, what's he doing for them? Any idea?
I forgot.
Okay. What did he do for Sandhills?
John started doing some support and then some development and then became the project lead for Restrict Content Pro for a little while, but has generally helped with almost everything in the company. He's a super smart guy. He was employee number maybe 3.
Wow.
At Sandhills before it was even called Sandhills.
So there's an opening.
Been involved in everything.
So I have a chance again.
there's a chance. So anyway, that was John Paris made a move.
Cool. Another one here. You listed a Weston Router and Thierry Mueller leave XWP and join Google.
Yeah, I don't know Thierry, but Weston has been a very prominent WordPress core contributor for years. He's been like kind of the main contributor to the customizer project and has done just so much influential work on WordPress core. And these two gentlemen have been working on a project in collaboration with Google and XWP for a little while. And I don't remember all that. There's an article that we can link to that describes more about the projects that they've been doing, but they've been tag teaming with the Google team, and now they just left XWP to work for Google.
Wow. Now that's
so congrats to them.
Congrats to them. That's a heck of a move. That's awesome. I mean, really, working at Google is no small feat.
No,
right.
But these guys are brilliant, and we all owe them a big gratitude for the amazing contributions they've made to the WordPress project. It wouldn't be what it is today without their work.
Awesome. Well, congrats to them. All righty. All right. Should I start on this one? Or should we start with our kids? I'll start real quick. Okay, so I am wearing WordCamp Orange County 2016 today. I'm actually also drinking out of a WordCamp 2014 mug from Orange County, a coffee. And I just finished reading Your Second Life Begins When You Realize You Only Have One and The Richest Man in Babylon. And I'm just started reading Robin, which is a biography about Robin Williams, who had a very impactful part of my childhood and how I see the world. Not to say that I'm on drugs, but just in a lighthearted way, I think. So.
Wait, are you from another planet?
There is that as well. That explains. Actually, I didn't want to say anything. Now that secret is out.
Nanu.
I know exactly where I was when he passed away. Do you know where you were?
No.
I know exactly.
You're actually, you're like a cyborg, actually.
Why do you say that?
Is that what?
Are you too young for the Mork and Mindy experience, Kyle?
I think he might. He is.
But I do remember Bicentennial Man.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, I remember where I was literally when he passed away. I remember Mork and Mindy, obviously. I remember. He was just amazing. It's funny. I mean, interesting. Like, so I'm reading a biography about him, and it's pretty thick. It's a tome, if you will.
Cool.
Do you know what that word means, Kyle? Tome.
Yeah. And I know that my phone autocorrects whenever I try to spell time, it autocorrects to tome.
Really?
All the time. Yeah.
How
which
weird.
Is irritating to me because it's a word that no one uses.
I use it like once a year.
I'm obviously trying to spell time.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So Kyle, what do you got going on?
I'm wearing a Mojo Marketplace hoodie over my Yith plugins, WordCamp US 2017 t-shirt. Drinking some coffee, which my wife picked up from TJ Maxx, and I'm still reading The Drawing of the Three by Stephen King.
Yeah, we know. That's awesome. Tara?
I am wearing my Women Who WP shirt this morning. It's nice, little chilly, so long sleeves work. I'm drinking black coffee, and the story behind that is that because we are not at home, there was no milk. And so I got up early and I was going to go get some milk, but I realized that I left my purse with my car key and my wallet at the restaurant up the street where we ate.
Oh no.
What?
Which is not open yet for me to go retrieve it. So I'm drinking black coffee out of a plain white mug with little shells on it. So that's kind of sad. I just finished a book. I've been reading more than I have been prior to this particular phase of time. So I've just finished a book called Little Fires Everywhere, which is a novel. And it's by Celeste Ng. Mm-hmm. I had to look up how to pronounce it because it's spelled N-G. Mm-hmm. But it's like a bestseller type of novel, family drama type thing. It's very enjoyable to read, entertaining, but sad. And I'm starting a book of short stories. I just joined a book club with some of my friends at home. And so this is by someone that they know. And it's about her experiences in Bulgaria, of all things. So I'm just starting that. And then I just ordered a book that I saw a couple months ago. It's called The Magic of Tiny Business. You Don't Have to Go Big to Make a Great Living by Sharon Rowe, which I thought the title was intriguing to me because I definitely am wedded to the concept of being a tiny business. So,
okay.
That's pretty cool.
Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, Kyle, real quick question. Are you going to ever finish that book?
Yeah. I said I've committed to finishing it before Christmas.
What year?
I guess.
Which Christmas?
Yeah, 18. Okay. Okay. We get it. All right. We get it.
Fine.
Is it really long? I'm not familiar with that book.
He's just busy.
It's not that long. It's like 350 pages, maybe.
Okay. It must not be grabbing you.
Yeah.
It is grabbing me. I'm busy.
Okay.
Lay off.
See, busy is like one of the worst words I think these days can be said when you ask entrepreneurs, like, hey, how are you? I'm busy. You want to be productive. You want to be balanced. Busy, whatever. Okay, moving on. So, hey, Kyle. Hey, Tara, guess what time it is?
Tara, what do you think?
I'm so excited.
Okay, then, fine. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are we ready? Are we ready? Because we got 6 seconds left of this music. I can fade it out. Yeah, here we go. All right, 2 seconds, one, and here we go. We have questions. Woohoo! Okay. Kyle, you want to ask this first one?
I'd love to. This is a long question that comes to us from Sally Gitch. Here's one thing bothering me lately. If I have several ongoing projects at once, how do I divide up my time? The work requires enough concentration that I lose a lot of productivity if I try to work on multiple projects in the same day and sometimes in the same week. Do I tell the clients, okay, you get the first week of the month, the next person gets the second week, etc., or what? Plus, of course, they all have urgent issues at the same time, and it's not made easier by the fact that I have unpredictable health issues that throw me off schedule. We also had a couple follow-up comments to this question, which was posted in our favorite Slack group. One from Sally Gradle, who said, the scheduling thing is hard for me too. Throw in clients that don't respond or have their own fires crop up and there's not a schedule at all. And then Matt Whiteley said, I like this question. I run into this constantly and find myself blocking 2 to 4 hour segments per project, so I have updates to provide daily for each client. Thank you for the question, Sally, and for the follow-up comments, other Sally and Matt.
Right. It is a great question. And yeah, I have a couple options I could give, but I want to hear the first option from our guest.
Well, I think that you just have one thing at a time and you say no to all the rest. That way, you know, you don't have to worry about dividing up your time if you just have one thing to do.
Just one.
Just one. Okay, that's sometimes an option.
The simplest strategy is the best.
Keep it simple. So the KISS theory, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I have a different take on things, I think, and sometimes here. Sure. I mean.
Hopefully.
So let me just state. So first, start with a nice, long, really, really long walk, like 5 miles every morning. Then clean your home. I mean, take an excessively long shower. It'll get you some really good thinking done. Ideas of your life, your health, your business, which you will completely forget the moment you step out of the shower, like it went down the drain. Then you're gonna hit the fridge. Clean it out. I mean, scrub that puppy. Deep cleaning is what I'm talking about because we all know it needs it. And then only then peruse the client tasks list that you have working for, that you're working and waiting for, over a nice cup of Joe. Ponder about which has the least amount of interest to you, but whose money you already have. Skip that client. Check back on what's on your Netflix queue. And after killing about another 40 to 90 minutes watching Netflix, circle back around and put in maybe a solid 25 minutes via a Pomodoro timer on that job. And then take a nap.
Okay.
That's my option. That's an option for you. That's how that's how lately I've been approaching my day to day. That's my Monday.
I lost you at clean the house.
I thought you might. Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's good.
Kyle, do you have an option?
I think, let's see, if your clients, this is just an out there idea, I suppose, but if your clients want to know what you're working on and when, really the only logical thing for you to do, if you have more than one client, is set up a camera right behind you facing your screens and then just live stream that feed all day, every day, indicate somehow visually what you're working on. Clients can all just go to your website and just see what you're doing and maybe even where they sit in your queue.
Wow. Or you could stream that through Twitch.
Yeah, that's a thing?
It is. This show is going to be on Twitch pretty soon, by the way.
Oh, I'm thinking of I'm thinking of Blab, I think, okay. Which is not.
Yeah, okay. No, Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like the live stream so people can like almost as if you have boss, but you have more than one boss at any given time. Like a nanny cam.
All your clients are just all your bosses.
Right.
That's the thing about like freelancing. It's just you trade one boss for a lot of bosses.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's my take.
Yeah.
How do you
feel
about
that? Maybe you
could
have one of those screens like they have. I don't know if you guys have public transportation where you live, but we have a metro and there's like a screen that has a list of when the trains are coming. Like. Mm-hmm. The orange train is coming in 5 minutes and the yellow train is coming in 10 minutes. So
like
you could have like a little ticker that could tell them, you know, project A, you're coming up in 2 weeks and project B, you're coming up next week.
I have three more actual options because I'm on a spin of that. You could have this. My boys get their haircuts at a place, Sports Clips, I think it's called. They have who's next, the name.
Yeah.
Exact same concept. You could do that.
Yeah. Secretary of State has something kind of like that.
You could also do a...
What?
What's Secretary of State? Like the person?
No. No. Where we go to get like our driver's license renewed.
Oh, okay. We call that the DMV. It's weird. The show just took a spin. A left-hand turn.
I live in Washington, D.C., so when you say Secretary of State.
I'm like, what? The other option, I have a couple more options. I mean, you could buy a dartboard, add your client names to the different areas of the dartboard, take a dart, and just that's who you work on for now.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned dartboard.
I hate wasting the mental energy of trying to like juggle the pros and cons in your mind. That's just like so much effort. It's just a waste of your brain power. Put that brain power on the project that was chosen at random.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
On the other hand, having a few different projects can be a little bit stimulating because you don't get in a rut of doing the same thing all the time. So there's a benefit to that. So if you're able to toggle between projects every maybe half day or every day and lay out a schedule that you present to your client in advance and lay them out on the calendar, it might be less boring.
Yeah, might be less boring, sure. But I don't know. I like boring. I want to be in a rut. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I think Matt said it, you know, you can time block things as well as an option, is a good option. You can also first in, first out. So people, it just goes in line. You have to wait your turn per se, you know. Mm-hmm. If you have certain projects that are going to take a certain amount of time that need deep thinking, deep work, and you're best at that between, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., then do that for what works for your brain, for what you have to do, if it's code, if it's design, whatever it may be, or writing ad copy. But the time blocking works. But also knowing that someone else's emergency or lack of preparation is not your emergency, right? Unless it really is. Unless you're hosting their site and a site goes down, then it becomes an emergency. But other than that, you have to, it's clear client communications. It comes back to that time and time again, that I let people know, I will add it to the queue. I don't say I'll take care of this right away. If it's a simple fix, sure, I might do that. But then I'll wait a few hours and say, this has been taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, so they think it takes longer than it actually does.
I did it last night for a client. She's a great client. You know, they wanted to change blog to news and, in the navigation and in the menuing and on the slug. Not a hard fix for if you know what you're doing. Took me all of 6 minutes and then another 5 minutes to clear the cache from WP Engine to show up right. Problem solved. But she doesn't, I don't want to set the precedent. Like, this is just, I can just drop everything. But that was an easy thing for me to just knock out before the end of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
I've used a whiteboard calendar before. I have a couple of whiteboard calendars, and sometimes I'll plot out, this project is in design phase, and then you build in time where they have time to review it and give you feedback, and you can then fill that in with your next project. So kind of laying it out visually might help.
So I've talked about this, Tara, offline, and in Slack, where like a project huddle type of thing for the feedback on the front end for the client, and I'm looking at still using like Project Panorama, which Kyle knows I've been trying to use for years now. I just haven't done it. I mean, because it's just
what's that?
Oh, Project Panorama is a plugin that lets you do project management that clients can log in and see what phase you're in. And then they can leave notes and comments and uploads and stuff. And it's written by our friend Ross Johnson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good guy. Good plugin. Very, very well designed and has a lot of functionality. And there's add-ons to it. So, I mean, you can. It's an awesome. I mean, I don't want to go down that road, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Any other options,
thought this
Kyle?
Was this stuff was harder for me when my team was really small, and I was in charge, because back then that's when I had no accountability, and so much to do, and just generally felt overwhelmed at all times with no clear way to figure out whether I should be working on a client project or improving some company process or hiring or managing projects or doing sales or doing marketing for our company. All these different things are important and always battling in my head for prominence. But I just always struggled with it when the team was small. As the team grew, there became more people to handle individual responsibility. So some of those things that I listed were no longer my problem. And I was wearing fewer hats. I went from wearing 10 hats to 7 to 5. And suddenly the decision of what to work on became a little bit easier. Still quite overwhelming, but more manageable. So this is, I see this as a bigger problem for people on small teams where they wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, it is for sure. Delegating, though, is a solution if you find things you can delegate to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the that is the best situation to be in. So, you know, you work on the strategy, you work on the company, not in the company. That's always, it's a lot of people, that's the goal, right? Because if it's just you, yeah, you're right. It's the accountability, and that is, it's a day-to-day struggle. It's like, oh, there's a couch, there's the fridge, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to be
well, and, yeah, and health issues, too. You know, those are things we can't control. So you can try to build in some time to maybe with the expectation or the thought that you may be interrupted by things out of your control.
That's really true. I think that it's fortunate. It's like a, it's nice that anybody running a small service business like this, if you want to, you can structure things to complement your lifestyle, the lifestyle that you want to live, the personality that you have. You can build it in such a way. You don't need to run the same model that other people do. You can alter it if your preferred lifestyle is different and if your personality is different. So you have the options of altering your pricing and your pricing model where people can purchase projects that are done in, you know, in long term, or hours that are done in short term, or time blocks that are done. You can choose between models like this that are quite distinct from each other based on your own needs. So if your schedule is volatile, you might choose a model that allows you to have that flexibility where there aren't clients bothering you with like hot, urgent needs. If that is happening and your schedule is too volatile to accommodate that, you should work to remove that from your business, like remove ongoing support and make it something that you don't do if your schedule won't permit.
Right.
You're just, and only structure your business around more long-term project services where you have eventual deadlines to meet.
Right. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know, Tara, you do maintenance as well, like I do, you know, but that maintenance, the time we put in that, I schedule that. I mean, that's, I mean, I go in, you know, it's on my calendar once a month. I mean, I make sure things happen. Things are automated, but I double check on every Monday morning, did the backups happen, you know,
right.
And then they get billed monthly for that. So there's no issue there. It's the emergencies that if they want to change order or something, but that isn't planned, you know, from a project like Kyle was saying, I think he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle's a big proponent. Yeah. Kyle's a big proponent that, client services is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I've heard that. It is tricky. I call them moles. I've said this before. It's like that. There's a game. I think it's
whack-a-mole.
It's like a whack-a-mole game. But there's also one. There's like a spider one that's in the arcade that we used to play. And, you know, like different things light up and you have to pound it. But you don't know where it's going to pop up. That's what I feel like when you have these. Even if you're not doing any like serious maintenance, a site that you built for a client several years ago, this just came up this week. They don't know what it means when you say you didn't renew your domain. They don't know what a domain is.
Right.
Where is it hosted? I don't know. You know, the difference between domain and website hosting. And so they're still going to come back to you with questions, even if you're not technically on maintenance with them, because you're their reference point.
Right. Yeah. I think this is the whack-a-mole episode. That's what I'm calling it.
Cool.
I think Tara is really good at this. That's part of the reason we wanted to do this question, is because Tara's kind of an expert when it comes to time management stuff.
I am not an expert. I love to do it and think about it, but I'm really not good at it. I'm an excellent multitasker, which is really bad for you.
So. some people are capable of functioning at a high level while still multitasking, and others not so much. I see that throughout our team. There's certain people that I work with who just are always multitasking and bouncing around, and context switching is something that we talk about a lot, which is implied in Sally's question that every time you context switch, you take a hit into your productivity. and it takes a while for you to acclimate yourself to the new work.
Yeah.
But you know, you're going to need to do that sometimes, I think. For some of us, we want to reduce the amount of context switching that we have to do.
Yeah.
If it is really impactful, negatively impactful, to our productivity. So we reduce the number of things that we work on in a given day and go into ghost mode more frequently, if context switching is a problem. But it is for others than it is for some, I guess.
Yeah, all studies show that it's not good for you, but right. it's fake productivity because it feeds that, is it your limbic system? It feeds your brain to this feeling that you're doing things when you're checking off emails, and it's very satisfying to knock things off your list rather than eating the frog.
I used to literally do stuff, wasn't on my list, add it to my list, cross it off.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore, so. All right.
That's funny. I think Joe Howard and Christy Chirinos just started the WPMRR podcast. And
what's that stand for?
Episode, WPMRR stands for
Monthly Recurring Revenue, doesn't it?
Right. And the WP stands for WordPress.
Thank you.
They started that podcast recently, and in episode 3, they went in great detail into some time management ideas for small business entrepreneurs and talked at length about it.
They're big time blockers, those two.
Yep. They're pretty good. They had a lot of good advice. I appreciated everything they covered. So I would, if you're interested in this topic, check out what they have to say and check out that show too.
Right on. All right, let's move on to the second question. This was one of the forms that Kyle put on the tables over at WordCamp Jackson earlier this year. The question was, what is an aspect of WordPress which is really not working for you these days? And a response came back from, I think, was it one person or a couple of people here?
This was from Daryl Alexander.
Oh, thank you. I think if I scroll down, I do see that one person. Daryl said, social media integration and lead funneling and generation was a thing not working. Do we want to talk to that? Do we want to say what's not working for us three? I mean, I know it's not working for me.
Lead generation?
Well, there's no Gutenberg drama, accessibility drama. Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me. I don't like drama.
Yeah, I can save that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Daryl's working too hard. Maybe you are, dude. Like, if you need leads, you know, you can't seem to get them, just...
Yeah, the social media integration.
Just go buy them.
Don't do that. The social media integration seems like an easy solution. There are
so many companies out there working hard every day to harvest user data, and it seems wasteful to try and create your own elaborate sales generation funnel.
Is that really an aspect of WordPress? That's not really an aspect of WordPress, is it?
Oh, but we're open to other aspects.
All right.
Yeah, pretty.
Do you find, I'll be moderator on this real quick. We know Kyle's take on it is don't have clients. Tara, you and I have to have clients. Are you having
your words? No.
Okay, Tara, do you have any issue finding leads in your agency?
I don't really have a system for this, so fortunately, it's just sort of. And I've talked to a lot of accidental entrepreneurs who have had this happen as well, where you just kind of are fortunate that things come across your. Mm-hmm. desk about when you're needing new work. So I am planning in 2019 to do a little bit of cold calling and just contacting people within a certain niche as I'm exploring a certain category of business that I enjoy working with. So I have no idea how that's going to go. I just have found some lists of websites that are local to me that are in this genre and have been checking out their websites and looking at some that maybe need either an update, refresh, don't have SSL, aren't responsive, all those things. And then my goal in the next couple of months is to craft a message to them and cold call them, which I have never done before. So it's a little bit intimidating, but
okay.
I suppose I've been, and most of my clients also don't do much of this either. There was a post recently in our Slack group about a client who said they didn't want their website to do anything, which I've had that conversation with so many clients who they really just want to legitimize their business. They want to have a place somebody can go that they meet at
brochure,
you know, somewhere.
A brochure site.
Brochure. Just basically they don't want to do this. So I have very few clients who really pay any attention to the marketing aspect, technical marketing aspect of their business in terms of looking at analytics and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that per se. It's just a different type of client. So that's the kind of thing where it's almost a more productized service. You have a 3-page website. You might charge, you know, $1,500 for it. And here you go. You pick template A, B, or C and done. You know, it's very much the competitors to WordPress. It's build it and then hand it over and hands off, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong, but those can be, quote, it's low hanging fruit, easy money, race to the bottom, in my opinion. You know. Yeah. So, but
let's go work with clients who don't value our services at all.
I think that they do, though. I think they do value the service. And I think there's an opportunity for us to tell them that if they're going to invest in a website, that they should do a little bit more with it. Even if they're not doing ads, they should still do a little bit of SEO optimization, you know, a little bit of keyword optimization, a little bit of SEO, have a contact form. Yeah. So there's an opportunity to do that, but I don't know that taking that jump into sort of like a funnel and this whole, you know, lead generation is intimidating for a lot of small businesses.
Yeah. Right. I do know Daryl well enough, and I have a basic understanding of the business that he's trying to develop, which is a new business, but it is going to operate at a larger scale where a high volume of leads are necessary for it to operate. Like we're talking thousands of different leads. So operating at scale, some sort of a system needs to be in place. I used to work at a company where our lead generation was quite sophisticated, and then our sales team was tasked with going through those leads and calls and all that stuff. It was really lame, actually. I hated it, but that was how the business was structured to work.
Right. Dialing for dollars kind of thing, you know, or call emailing for, you know, for pennies. And yeah, it's just, I mean, it depends on the scale issue. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious as to what he means by WordPress, an aspect of WordPress that's not working for him. Is there something specific to WordPress that there's not? Because I see so many products and so many opportunities to manage lead generation on a WordPress website. So and social integration. So I'm wondering whether there are SaaS products or whatever, whether it's something specific to WordPress or whether he's just saying that he's not generating enough leads.
Sure.
Yeah.
I believe it's a website based business built on top of WordPress with some sort of a sales process envisioned, but don't know too much behind that. And I really do not know much about lead generation through social media. I know that integrating with social media is something like every client who came to me wanted, but they all meant something different when they said that. I wanted to integrate with my social media. Everybody wanted something different. In some cases, that meant just like, I want to show my Facebook stuff on my website, or I want to show my website stuff on my Facebook, or I want to let people log in with their Twitter account, or people this and that. It was always something different. But that's pretty simple. I think Post Promoter Pro is my favorite social media integration plugin. So I would check that out for publishing things to social.
Yeah. We use it for Get Options.
Oh, yeah, we do, actually.
And the creator of it works for Sandhills. Full disclosure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Post Promoter Pro.
Oh.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
Right on.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we answered Daryl's question best we could at this current time in our lives. So, all right. So now it's time for the segments. We're going to do two since we have a guest, two segments, and we're going to start with this one.
It's time for the personal question.
This is where we ask each other, I mean, one person at a time, a personal question. I'm going to be fortunate. I get to ask Tara a personal question. And then Tara's going to ask Kyle. Kyle's going to ask me. So are you ready, Tara?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know there's no prep on this. It's like, it's nerve-wracking.
I was not. Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking. Yeah. Okay. So what is one thing you would change during your time in high school?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun,
oh,
dun, dun.
Man. This is going to like go down a Brett Kavanaugh road if I'm not careful.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I might have to edit that out.
I would be nicer to people. I feel like I was kind of full of myself and
where did you go to high school? In D.C. area? In Virginia?
No, in Connecticut.
Oh, that does make sense then. So. I can see why you weren't nice. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Were you in one of those popular cliques? Is that why you say that?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's probably my own personal feeling. I don't know if you went and interviewed all of my high school friends, if they would say that I wasn't nice, but I kind of just feel like I wasn't my best self in some ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still friends with any of your friends from high school?
I am. Yeah. I mean, one close friend and then peripherally a handful of others, but I left Connecticut really right away.
Okay.
Kind of never went back. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Tara, do you have a question for Kyle?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
I think you have a lot of siblings, if I recall.
I do. I guess. I don't think it's that many.
There's nine of you?
Six.
Six.
Okay. I have six.
Six is a lot. So do you ever think about what it would be like to have been an only child?
Ooh.
Have I thought about it? I'm sure I have thought about that. And that thought saddens me. Like my gut reaction to that is sadness.
And yeah.
Though I've gone back and forth and thought a lot of different things about it as I have gotten older. Like I always wanted to have more than a few kids too, like however many we ended up with, I'd be happy with. But here we are with one and who knows, we might not end up having that many in the end. So now I'm starting to think a little bit more about how to give our daughter a really good life that is distinctly different from what we were both raised in, because my wife had a number of siblings as well. That's tough to think about, I guess. I felt very fortunate and blessed to have wonderful siblings and still do. We got to do a lot of special things a lot of other kids never got to do. We had great experiences, just like growing up on a farm, a lot of siblings. We made movies for years, and that was like really special, getting to create these memorable things that we'll just have for the rest of our life. And my other friends who didn't have siblings, you know, just like didn't get to do those kinds of things that are just unique. But at the same time, they did get to do some things that I wanted to do but couldn't. I always wanted to participate in sports, and I never got to. You know, other things like that. I never got to be in part of much of any clubs or groups of people my age growing up. Not that much. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm rambling. But, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You want to ask me a question, Kyle? It's your turn.
He's all
uncomfortable now, Tara. Nice. You played that perfectly, Tara.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was going to ask you about success, but I decided to go more personal.
Nice. So. Good. What do you got, Kyle?
Okay. Thank you. All right, Adam. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like this question very much, but...
Never negate your own work.
Okay. All right. How did you convince the judge to let you off with only 10 years?
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. How would you... I want to know... Honestly, like your gut reaction, like how would you feel if all this stuff dried up?
What stuff?
Like everything that you're involved in now, this industry, WordPress, You know, your WordPress acquaintances gone, like out of your life, your podcasts, your business, and you had to start from scratch, completely WordPress free. That idea, like how does that emotionally hit you? What do you think you would do if like Thanos just came in, snapped his fingers, and it was gone?
Wow. I would miss many of the people, not all. I would miss the relationships if you guys were gone. But you know, the question is, do I remember that what I know now, or do I have amnesia? Like, am I a new person? Like, am I me? I just don't. I don't remember anything except for right now.
Sure. You remember. Like, okay, the question is, like, how would this emotionally hit you?
It would suck, I'm sure. One aspect. The other aspect, it'd be freeing because I can then go do something else.
Oh, well, what would that be?
Oh, you know the answer.
Do I?
I would just, you know, do a lot of jazz speaking over, like, this kind of music, this right here. No, I'm kidding. I would probably go back or re-engage a creative outlet of either photography, video, and more than likely speaking, stand-up, acting type of work. Writing. Whoa. And acting, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's still my core. I love what I do now. I really do. I do like what I do right now. But in my core, so case in point, when I transferred from a 2-year college to a 4-year college, I was a theater major with emphasis performance. And it was over winter break when I transferred and went down to the school, and I found my way to the theater, and there's a ghost light on. So people are still doing some work. Stuff's going on during winter break, but there's a ghost light, so that way no one falls in the pit. And I sat there for 2 hours on that stage, and I knew I was supposed to be there. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not very religious. I mean, I have faith. I practice gratitude. But if we want to take a step back, and why are we here? Why am I here? Yeah, that's it for me. I mean, I love that. You know, I mean, I like the microphone, but I really do like to entertain and engage. So that's what I would do.
Wow. So do you do any like community theater?
I have. Like that? Yeah, that's how I met my wife, actually. Mm-hmm. In San Francisco, we met through a community theater. Yeah. So. Right. And I think about it a lot lately too, because the book I just read, actually, it also kind of, which was turned out to be a novel, not a nonfiction book. I'm going to buy copies and send it to people. So yeah, it's just parallels my life at the moment. So yeah, that's what I would do.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Cool. So now we have to go find, keep talking for a second, because I don't know where this went. I'm looking for something.
Oh, you want to?
Oh, there it is.
Transition.
I got it. Sorry.
On order list.
I can't. I don't know.
New jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh. What's your name? All right. So this is where we have the unordered lists. We have 30 seconds to say as many things in a category that we're asked about. Tara, you get the category to ask me. I will start the Jeopardy timer here once you ask me.
Wait a second. Refresh my memory, because I thought this was the tagline game.
No. You will hate this game.
Yeah, tagline is when we give you, like, you know, relax, we've got this. What company is that?
Yeah, I was prepared for that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not prepared for this one.
Okay.
Shoot.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, relax, we got that. That's Concierge WP. Okay.
We can rearrange the order while you think of something.
Okay, Kyle will go first.
Yeah, rearrange the order.
I'll give Kyle one, because I'm supposed to ask Kyle this. Okay, so Kyle, because literally you just said it too. It's a great segue into this. You said you like making movies and watching movies, and I know you do. Well, you made movies with your family. As the holiday season approaches and you're busy with your move and, you know, with your child and with Abigail, yep, and time's tight, but, you know, I want you to name as many Christmas/holiday movies as you can.
Okay.
As we are coming into we're fourth quarter. So you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Charlie Brown's Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, The Muppets Christmas Carol. Let's see. It's a Wonderful Life. Elf. Die Hard.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer. The Santa Claus 2.
10.
Let's see, Home Alone.
No, you got 10.
Oh, that was an easy one. I really could have killed that one. All right.
I'm impressed. You did well. You did 10. And actually, I'm going to give you 11 because the bonus I was looking for Elf. We love Elf.
We love Elf too.
So, Buddy the Elf. So 10. I'm giving you 10.
Did you say A Christmas Story? Was that in your list?
I think so.
No, I didn't even get that one.
Listen to the episode when it comes out next Wednesday.
Yeah. You're going to hate this game.
Yeah.
We always play this game, but everyone who plays it hates it.
Yeah, you're right.
Fun.
Because after the fact, you're like all day long, you're like, oh, I could have said this. Listen, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Terry, you got one for me? Or do you want to go Kyle to ask you first?
I can give you one.
Okay. Kyle, you need to keep track. I'll keep the music, but you know.
Okay. I'll keep score.
Thank you.
All right. So ready?
Yeah.
Question is, I love candy and I've been trying to cut back on sugar, so I have not had candy for a long time, so it's totally on my mind. So please list as many brands of candy as you can in this.
So brand, okay, so like names of candy or actual
names of candy. Okay. Like I'll say one for an example.
Okay.
Chuckles.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
Chuckles.
All right.
Probably not one.
Sweethearts, M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, Red Vines. Hershey's. Chocolate Kisses, Reese's Pieces, Jelly Beans, Jelly Bellies, different company, Three Musketeers, whatchamacallit, Snickers, Milky Way, Mints, Junior Mints. I'm going to stop there.
Good. See, that was pretty easy.
Just had a
yeah, that, I think
but
that
now
was
I'm
14?
Totally craving candy.
Goodness.
Whew. Okay. I don't like Thin Mints. Those are gross. Whoppers. See, now all day long. Whoppers. Yeah, it's like, it's going to drive me crazy. Okay. Whatchamacallit used to be my favorite. Okay.
That was impressive.
Okay. Kyle, you got one for Tara?
Yeah.
Hockey score.
I'm thinking I should change it and make it easier. Because we just got easy ones.
Thanks for that vote of confidence, Kyle.
Well, no, you're up to the task. But honestly, like Adam and I just got two really easy ones. Mm-hmm. And getting a double digit score is quite unusual in this game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to extend a courtesy towards you. And you're going to get, are you ready for this?
I think so.
You're going to get hosting companies.
Oh.
And
okay.
Ready? Go.
Yeah. Bluehost, GoDaddy, Green Geeks, WP Engine, Flywheel, PowWeb, iPow, Flywheel, did I say Flywheel
already? You said that
already.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay. Liquid Web. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Network Solutions. DreamHost.
10. You got 10.
All right.
HostGator.
HostGator. Yeah.
A2 Hosting.
Pantheon.
Oh my gosh. Kinsta. See now.
Yeah. See now. Exactly. Right. All day long. So you got
the
10.
The pressure. Yeah.
it's frustratingly annoying.
Yeah. It is.
I love that. All right. I think we are done with the show. Oh, do we want to end with one thing, Mr. Kyle?
I kind of feel like. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to.
So we need to end with one little thing here. So because Tara is awesome, like literally raising the bar on becoming a guest on our show, she sent something in last week. We're going to play that right now. This is brilliant. Yeah, that's right. Tara went ahead and created a rap. So here we go for the Get Option show. And we'll come back and we'll wrap things up.
Adam and Kyle, I've listened for a while. The show is Get Options and it makes me smile. The banner's got wit, but it's not always funny. The rap songs are lit, these guys, they're no dummies. The show shares news about people in WordPress. They answer some questions to help the helpless. I like how they rhyme and I like their little intros. Their technical skills make me think they are real pros. My favorite is the one where they share what they're drinking and also what they're wearing, what they're reading gets me thinking. How do these guys who are busy with their careers, who have awesome families and who like to drink good beer, have time for this rhyming and this audio filing to weekly keep the listeners like me smiling?
Get Options. Oh, Get Options at the end there. I love that too. That's so good. Oh my gosh. When we saw that, when you shared that file, that was brilliant. I mean, that's the new requirement. You have to come up with a rap, a song to send in if you want to be a guest from now on. So
outstanding.
It was.
Yeah, message to other guests.
Sarah Dunn, Dustin Hartzler, you guys got to step it up.
Yeah, the bar has been raised.
Yes, she's brought it.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Oh, you are welcome.
So thank you so much for being on the show. Let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe function on the website. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. We're also on SoundCloud @get_options. And Tara, where can people find you?
I'm Tara Clays on Twitter, and designtlc.com is my website.
Awesome. Say goodbye, Tara. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Tara. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye. Thanks.